The Southern Environmental Law Center is representing a coalition of environmental groups challenging the legality of Titan's initial air quality permit. And it's forging ahead with its lawsuit. The suit alleges that the North Carolina Division of Air Quality did not comply with the Clean Air Act by issuing the permit. And attorney Jeff Gisler with the SELC says this newly revised version carries many of the same issues as the original permit.
DAQ is relying on the analysis that it conducted in issuing the initial permit. So we will have to work that out, how the two relate to each other and how the ongoing permit challenge continues from this point forward.
When explaining the reason for requesting an increase in allowable emissions, Titan officials use the example of 32 degrees Fahrenheit being equal to 0 degrees Celsius. The SELC's Jeff Gisler says that with a little scrutiny, that analogy falls apart.
Well, I think all you have to do is look at their estimate of annual emissions, and that estimate goes up. What we're looking at is the old limit was set based on a use of a fabric filter that would trap a certain level of pollutants. The new limit is based on a fabric filter that lets more pollution through.
And that fact is reflected, says Gisler, in Titan's estimate of how much the plant would emit when operating at full capacity. The company must still acquire additional permits, including a wetlands mitigation permit and a controversial special use permit from the county. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.